Florida is doubling its ambitions to become the nation's most crypto-friendly jurisdiction with a landmark proposal that would exempt Bitcoin, XRP, and even traditional stock investments from state capital gains taxes. If passed, it would make Florida the first U.S. state to remove capital gains taxes on digital assets, a move that proponents say could transform the state into a global financial magnet, but one that critics warn could invite regulatory complexity and widen disparities between federal and state policies. The proposal, introduced this week in the state legislature, would offer sweeping tax relief to residents trading select digital and traditional assets. While the federal capital gains tax would remain untouched, Florida's exemption would significantly lower the tax burden for in-state investors, potentially accelerating capital inflows and business relocations. This is about sending a clear message to innovators, technologists, and investors. Florida is open for crypto, said State Representative Julian Martinez, R., a co-sponsor of the bill, in an interview. We want to lead, not follow. From sunshine to safe haven for crypto wealth, Florida's proposal is part of a broader trend of states jockeying for leadership in the emerging digital asset economy. While states like Wyoming and Texas have already taken steps to accommodate blockchain infrastructure and digital asset banking, Florida's proposal goes further by targeting retail and institutional capital through taxation policy. Supporters argue the bill could spark a migration of wealth and talent, especially from high-tax jurisdictions like California and New York. It's a high-leverage move, said Miami-based fintech investor Josh Mandel. If you give investors tax certainty and regulatory clarity, you'll get capital. And if you get capital, everything else follows. A possible price catalyst: Bitcoin to $135,000? The timing of the tax proposal coincides with renewed optimism in the crypto markets. Analysts suggest that Florida's regulatory pivot, improving on-chain metrics and macroeconomic tailwinds, could spark Bitcoin's next major rally. Keith Allen, co-founder of analytics firm Material Indicators, cited a volatility guppy pattern forming on Bitcoin's price chart, indicating narrowing price bands that often precede breakouts. We're seeing textbook signs of bullish continuation, said Allen. If current support levels hold, Bitcoin could realistically touch $135,000 within the next 90 to 100 days. Several factors underpin this outlook. Decreasing exchange reserves suggest fewer investors are willing to sell. Institutional accumulation of BTC is trending higher, particularly among hedge funds and sovereign wealth entities. Federal Reserve rate stability and mild inflation are driving demand for alternative stores of value. Allen warned that interim corrections, possibly as low as $90,000, should be expected despite these indicators. This is crypto. Nothing moves in a straight line, he said. The regulatory crossroads. Opportunity meets complexity. The proposed tax exemption is not without detractors. Critics argue that the divergence between state and federal tax frameworks could create a compliance nightmare for individuals and companies. You're going to have residents calculating capital gains one way for Florida and another for the IRS, said Dana Klein, a tax partner at Sullivan & Cromwell LLP. That's going to create headaches and potentially widen reporting errors unless there's robust guidance. Others are concerned that Florida's zero-tax approach could incentivize speculative trading and worsen wealth inequality. These are luxury policies for high-net-worth individuals, said State Senator Deborah Lange, D., who opposes the measure. The average Floridian gains nothing from this. There are also questions about revenue impact. Florida already has no personal income tax and relies heavily on tourism, property taxes, and fees. If capital gains are taken off the table too, lawmakers need to think carefully about long-term budget stability, said University of Florida economist Jenna Reed. A national domino effect? Florida's move may not remain an outlier for long. Several other states, including Nevada, Tennessee, and New Hampshire, have quietly explored similar legislation. Some experts say this could prompt a race to the bottom in tax policy. In contrast, others argue it may pressure federal authorities to modernize the national approach to DIGI.